Hello, this is Diana Previs with Happy Gut Healthy Lives, how to heal your gut, reduce your stress, optimize your weight, and promote clear thinking. Today, I'm with Dr. Daryl Wolf, who has had 36 years of experience in natural medicine as a medical intuitive and is known as a doctor of detox. He is a doctor of natural medicine and doctor of humanitarian services, certified with the Board of Integrative Medicine. He's going to talk today about where the mind goes, your gut follows. So it's going to be a very interesting topic, more along the lines of mirroring our physical anatomy, our spiritual anatomy. So let's tune in. Dr. Wolf, thank you for coming on the show today. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. It's absolutely my pleasure.
I'm going to ask you some questions, but I'm really curious as to how you got involved in this work.
Well, how I first got involved in this work is I was quite young, and my grandfather got colon cancer, and I was only 17 years old. And he came to actually stay with us. And when he came to stay with us, he was in a lot of pain. And he'd lived in Newfoundland, but he came to stay with us. We lived in Ontario, and he came to get medical help. And they found out that he had colon cancer. And today, when I take a look at that, I absolutely understand why he got the colon cancer on a physical and emotional level. Because you can never just have anything on a physical level. The physical is just a representation of the emotional. And if people get that, if they get nothing else from this conversation today, then they've taken one step to actually waking up. And the situation with him was is that he had colon cancer, but when he came to us, he wasn't having any bowel movements. And he went into the hospital, and we had to pull him out after a few days in the hospital because he was in there for like 8 days, and he never had a bowel movement. And they were giving him different types of prescription drugs to try to get his bowels to move. But the situation was like this. They did not move. So he actually came home, and we knew nothing about health. So trust me, that was a real wake-up call for me. And being 17 years old, having to help my mother get my grandfather from being impacted with fecal waste was beyond shocking. And believe it or not, when I was 19 years old, the first thing I did when I finished school was I hitchhiked to Gary, Indiana, and became a colon therapist. So that changed my life. And that's when things really started. And that's where the first domino fell.
Wow. And I've worked with cancer patients for many, many years. And I can certainly appreciate your experience. I worked with families and patients. What do you feel most passionate about in helping people understand about the connection of the brain and the gut?
Well, the first thing is that the gut and the brain, okay, and the heart, they all work together. So it's kind of like the gut-brain-heart connection. You know, when they say put your heart into it. But the thing is, on a physical level, we need to understand something, that our bacteria that are in our large intestine are the most, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but that's the most intelligent part of a human being. And that is, and here's the craziest part about this. It is the most intelligent part of a human being. And some people are going, what, bacteria? Are you kidding? I know the friendly bacteria are friendly, but they can't be the most intelligent part of a human being. Well, yes, they can be. And the only reason why people don't believe it or they may not think that they are is because we're all programmed. There's not a person on this planet that hasn't been programmed and hasn't been brainwashed. And you have to understand that your bacteria will talk to your brain 12 times more than your brain will talk to the rest of the body. So, but your brain actually orchestrates everything. But believe it or not, it's your bacteria that are telling your brain what to do. So, yes, and then our emotions come into effect as well. So you have to understand that your brain is this huge computer that orchestrates hormones, chemicals, and depending on your emotions, it will decide on what chemicals it releases, what hormones it releases. And your bacteria, depending on their health, okay, depending on the health of the bacteria, will either create good moods or bad moods. Depending on your emotions will depend on what information your bacteria actually give your brain as well. So, you know, if we change our physical state, we can change our emotional state. If we change our emotional state, we'll change our physical state. It's like right hand, left hand come together.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, yesterday I had a microbiologist on the show, and he talked all about the microbiome and how it controls everything. So you're right in alignment with this talk, and I truly believe that it is a brain-heart-body connection. In your work, how do you help, you know, as you know that this summit is about the gut, how do you feel that your work relates to gut health?
Well, first of all, if I can say something, and this is going to veer off just a teeny bit, a big part of my work is to let people know that the true terrorism is the medical system, okay? So, you know, that might be a very blunt statement, but you have to understand something. The medical system, they actually saved my daughter's life. She was in a very severe accident. So when it comes to emergency care, there's nobody better. But when it comes to having the medical system in your life on a daily basis, you will turn your life into emergency care. You know, their go-to medicine is the reason why they're the third leading cause of death in North America, and they helped to create the first two, which is heart disease and cancer. So, you know, that is my go-to work, and it's not me against the medical system. It's me helping people understand that the medical system, these doctors want to help people, and they go to school to learn how to help people. But the majority of these doctors are brainwashed because the pharmaceutical corporations control all the education that happens in the medical health field. And if we were to go back in time and we understood that approximately 107 years ago, that's when the AMA first came about, and, you know, the powers to be that controlled the pharmaceuticals back then, like the Rockefellers, gave $100 million to the AMA because they were going bankrupt and told them they could have all the money in the world for the rest of eternity as long as they brought down 110 colleges and universities in North America. And they did that in 10 years. So the thing is that's why we have the North American population, and especially in the United States, 50% of all the drugs taken in the world are taken by Americans. So you can understand that that's where the big problem lies, is that almost everything in the medical system is doing something that's devastating these good bacteria in our body. They're either annihilating them or they're actually turning the bacteria around and causing them to be unfriendly. And when you have unfriendly bacteria, they create unfriendly signals to the brain, which creates conflict and anxiety in the body. And you may not realize this, or people may not realize this, but cancer is not created mainly because of toxins. Cancer is caused mainly because of corruption and anxiety and conflict within the human body, because it's the emotions that actually truly do this. So if you take a look at the media, you take a look at you know, when they tripled their expenditure in the cancer field, we also saw that the rates of cancer doubled and almost tripled in a lot of cancers, because where the mind goes, the body follows. And the thing is about the media and with pharmaceutical corporations. I mean, take a look at any, you watch TV, you'll see a commercial, and you'll see the same commercial on maybe six times in a 45-minute show. And the reason why is because they know that repetition is the key to learning. If you want to learn how to be a pianist, you practice every day. If you want to become an athlete, you practice every day. And what they do is they practice brainwashing you every day to turn us into drug addicts and have us eat foods that have no vitality in them and are toxic. You have to understand that it's all about the money out there, and it's a huge industry. And what my main objective is to show people that they've been given a body, and this body is their vehicle. And what they put in really matters. What they think really matters. So what you think creates matter. You know, just as two people can come together and fall in love, they can create a baby. That's how amazing this world is when it comes to emotions. Or if you don't have the proper emotions, you could create a tumor in your body, or you could create autoimmune disease, or give yourself a headache. Or did you ever notice something? That when you were really excited about your life, you found that you had all of a sudden, instantly, three times the energy. Where did it come from? You didn't drink anything. You didn't take supplements. And you definitely didn't eat anything. But now you have so much energy. Now somebody tells you something that's devastating or traumatic, or you go into what we call a robotic protocol, where we all run programs. And now today it's that time when you have your program where you start to feel depressed. Where does that energy go to? So we are emotional beings. And when we understand that we're emotional beings, we need to learn how to love honor, protect, and respect ourselves first and foremost before anyone else on this planet. You know, you can always tell when people have not found their authentic self, their true self, because they take on the beliefs of other people. And when you do that, you will live a life of suffering. So it's more than just a physical issue.
Oh, yes. And I want to revisit something that you said a little bit earlier. And you talked about how the connection happens, and then the body produces, you know, different hormones are secreting, and it creates different types of toxins in the body. So let's visit the emotions that are maybe some of those limiting things that we carry. Maybe it's about self-worth, or it could be about not deserving, things that we carry inside of us that limit us, and we hold it in our gut. I truly believe that. So can you expand on that a little bit and help the audience kind of connect some dots there for me?
Okay, I will. So it's like this. If you want to change your reality, you got to change your personality, at least parts of it. I'm not telling you to get rid of who you are. I'm telling you that there's parts of your personality that are not you, because we were meant to experience total joy. The average person only has 2% joy a day. Now, that is actually a fact. 2% joy a day. I mean, you ask the average person how they're doing, and they say, I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. Well, what is that? You know, it should be, I'm doing great. I've got this. Life is excellent. I love it. It's amazing. We need to understand that when we... Okay, this is a little bit deeper than, let me see here. I believe that planet Earth is an adventure, okay? And we need to realize that this is how it goes. We see everything in images. So first we have an image. That image will create a thought. And then what happens is that thought actually creates an emotion. Now, if you look at the word emotion, the E stands for energy, and it's energy in motion. Depending on the thought you have, will create an emotion. Now, that emotion is actually a frequency. That frequency can be higher or it can be lower. Now, just like food, when you have a low frequency, you don't make a salad. You usually would gravitate to eating something that would be more toxic. Because when you have a negative emotion, that actually is a self-hate, self-destruct program. And some people are going to be saying right now, what are you talking about? Bad things happen in the world. Well, that's the thing. You don't focus on bad things. And then some people, when something bad happens, there could be 10 people in the room, and all 10 people are going to react differently. Some people may only feel depressed about this for 5 minutes. Some people maybe 5 hours, 5 days. Some people, when something happens in their life, they commit suicide. Some people will actually stay depressed for so long that it will depress their immune system. So what happens is that this will create emotion, which is energy in motion, which is a frequency, and that frequency will then trigger the brain. The brain will either release things such as serotonin or oxytocin, which relax you and keep you in a parasympathetic state, or if the emotion was more in the way of anxiety or conflict, you're going to be releasing cortisol and adrenaline. And for most of the population, they are constantly living in subconscious, unconscious fear. And they're continually dripping adrenaline and cortisol into their body. And what happens is that actually creates low-grade inflammation. How many people do you know have autoimmune disease? How many people do you know have headaches? How many people have allergies? How many people here have upset stomachs? How many people have arthritis? You have to understand that pain is actually a GPS. Pain tells us when we're off track. Pain is actually a friend. But then pain becomes a frenemy, otherwise a kind of like it was supposed to be a friend, but now it's an enemy because we've been taught to go to war with pain. When pain is just telling us, that, hey, you're a little off track emotionally or physically, this is what you need to do. But people aren't taught to love, honor, respect, and protect their body. They're taught to attack their body. And the worst part of this is that we've all been given health manuals, and they're incorrect because, you know, we're being manipulated by a very select few that have learned how to control people. So the reality is that we are continually dripping these chemicals and hormones into our body. We're causing our body to go into fight, fright, and freeze. So what happens when that happens is these chemicals will create inflammation and pain because the body's going, hey, Daryl, please, put a smile on your face, get connected, start breathing 6 seconds in, 7 seconds out, put a slight smile on your face and start focusing on what you want in your life, not what you don't want in your life, because that'll turn on you to go into a parasympathetic state, not a sympathetic state where you are in fight, flight, or freeze, and you're running away from the tiger or hiding underneath a bush because you think your life is in jeopardy. Well, people are doing this on a constant level, and they don't realize it. See, the thing is that if everybody in the family was in pain, like people actually think they know what love is. People really don't know what love is. Because to really love, you'd have to totally love yourself to know what really love is. And that's the problem. People don't even know how to totally love themselves. People think that they're supposed to use other people to fill up their hearts. That's why people walk around with broken hearts all the time. That's why they think love hurts. That's why they think that life sucks, right? And the thing is that we're supposed to fill up our hearts and then use that to shine that light on everyone else. And if we did that, we wouldn't be waiting for someone else to fill up our tank. And that's what happens. Okay, but we're taught that at a very younger age. But let me come back to this. So now we've got this low-grade inflammation going on. And the body only does one thing when it has low-grade inflammation. It goes into a protection device. And that protection device is creating what we call fibrin. These are small little tissues. And these tissues will be sent to the area where there's inflammation. You know, if somebody says, oh, I've got a knot in my neck, or, the doctors are saying that I'm going to have a knee replacement, or I'm going to have a hip replacement, or I've got carpal tunnel syndrome, or I've got scoliosis, or, I've got a slip disc, which there is no such thing as a slip disc. We have a lot of terms that don't exist, but it really creates drama in people so that they do silly things like get surgery when it's not actually needed. But let me go back to my story. So what happens is that this inflammation creates scar tissue. The scar tissue is actually created to wall off the inflammation so it doesn't spread throughout the body. It's also used so that weakened tissue does not get attacked by fungus, parasites, and viruses or other chemicals, right? So we don't want them going in and attacking and feeding off of that. But what happens is that scar tissue keeps on building, 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 and that's what we call arthritis. That's what we call fibroids. That's what we call cysts. That's what we call tumors. You have to understand the same thing that makes the scar tissue that makes up a fibroid is the same thing that makes up a tumor. And understand something. When a doctor says, we have to cut that tumor out, people freak right out because medical doctors are drama queens. That's how they're taught, because a tumor doesn't mean it's malignant. It's probably just benign, and it's just scar tissue matted up. So that's what it is the most of the time. So what happens is this scar tissue keeps building up. Like, you see older people and they're stiff, right? You see older people that can't, mm-hmm. They can't dance anymore. They can't walk properly. They have to get hip surgery, knee surgery. They've got to get spinal surgery. Well, most of these surgeries don't have to happen. And I'm telling you, they don't. If you were to get a person on a whole plant-based diet, structured water, and you were to actually go in there, we have a technique called Wolf Deep Tissue that I've been doing for over 35 years now. I put it together that long ago, and we've been teaching courses in it. I mean, I can go in and get a fibroid the size of an egg, and I can bring that down in 20 minutes. I'm going to be doing a huge conference in Toronto in front of 600 people where I'm going to be actually showing how to bring down breast fibroids and pelvic fibroids on stage, and it's going to be videoed. Okay, but I do this all the time. And I show that even somebody with like a tennis elbow or a shoulder problem or somebody that's booked for surgery to get their knee done, that we can actually reverse that and they don't have to go to surgery. See, the thing is that the medical system has been taught that the body no longer heals itself and that we're too dumb to release the hidden practitioner within and look after our bodies. I mean, we were created by that which created the whole universe, okay? And what we don't understand is this. That we were created by something that created the universe, which is, again, we're going to come back to, we are light, energy, frequency beings, and I'm going to tell you why. This is not religion, this is science. When we come here, we come with a spirit, and that spirit gets infused into a physical situation. Now, and when we leave our body, it is a spirit again. I mean, they can actually take pictures now with Carillion photography, and they can actually see this energy leaving the human body. And that's why the human body shrinks somewhat, and I'm going to tell you why when the spirit leaves. Here's the deal. If you want to be healthy, you need to feed the spirit first and foremost. And that's what I call self-love. That's what I call honor, trusting, and protecting yourself first and foremost before any other human being, even your spouse, even your children, because as long as you feel that you have an empty heart, then you're going to be continually hurt from others because you're waiting others to satisfy your needs when you've got everything you already need. So when we come here, if I can just say this, we know that everything on this planet is made from particles. We know that a particle is 99, let's round it off, is 99% empty space. Guess what? It's not. All particles have light and energy within them. Now, I said that it was 99% empty space. That means only 1% of that is actually what we would call physical matter, okay? Now, if that's the truth, then that means that my body is basically 99% empty space, but it's not. When people call this an aura or an auric field, or they call it an energy field, and that is the energy that comes off of us. It's the heat that you feel come off of your body. People will call certain channels that work and operate, they call them chakras. You know, in acupuncture, I have a doctorate in acupuncture. We will use acupuncture needles to move different energy around. Well, understand something. That's what we are. We are light energy beings. And if people would understand that, and that's why when you get emotional in a negative way, you bring your frequency down, you lose the energy instantaneously. But if you focus on how amazing you are and how beautiful life is, and you don't get caught up in the drama. I mean, how many people do you know are drama queens? Do you know why cancer is so bad and why disease is so bad and autoimmune disease and why everybody's getting sicker than they've ever been before? Because the media and the medical system and the pharmaceutical system, they know how to trigger panic and conflict and anxiety. They use the news to do that. I mean, my God, you know what? We're always at war with each other, ourselves, and the whole world. And I'm not at war with anyone.
Right. And I'm going to just interject something that I heard in 13 years of working with cancer patients over and over again. It would be that they, you know, they would say, well, you know, I guess I feel like cancer is a little bit about like kind of a double-edged sword, or it's sort of a gift and wrapped in a very bizarre packaging. Because they learn to appreciate their life. And when I used to ask them, so what was your life like 18 months before? And 99.9% of them, they were always taking care of other people. They were under an extreme amount of stress. They were the glue that held people together, their family members. There were a lot of commonalities that I was intrigued by, but they were not loving themselves. I don't think that they were really even aware of it. So I totally agree with what you had to say about it starts with self-love. So before we leave today, I just want you to see if you can give something in with your work and point people towards your work about what they can start doing now after this conversation.
Well, the first thing that you do is you need to understand that forget rules. Forget all the rules. You know, look to the law of nature. Look to the law of love. And the thing is what you need to start doing is you need to start learning how to love yourself. And what I mean this is, look, for anybody out there right now, I'm going to give you a little tip, okay? Get yourself, you know, you can buy these nice little hair bands. They're colorful. And put it around, if you're right-handed, put it around your left wrist. And every time you start to go into panic mode, or you start to get, everybody runs programs. Just say out louder to yourself, count backwards, 3, 2, 1, because when you count backwards, you take your thought out of your subconscious mind, which is driving you. You have to understand that the subconscious mind is 90% of your brain. It only houses prominent beliefs. So if you haven't been consciously watching the beliefs that you're running, then those beliefs are either healing you or they're killing you, they're making you feel great, or they're making you feel miserable. And if you're not experiencing 98% of your day in joy, then understand something, that you've been programmed by your parents, by your peers, by society, and you're not in charge. You're not the authentic you. So you want to go 3, 2, 1, and then you grab the little band and you give it a little snap and you go, I love and approve of myself. Or that was the old me. Because as soon as you count backwards, you get out of your subconscious mind and get into your conscious mind. And what the other thing you should be doing is breathe in 6 seconds and out 7 seconds and put a slight smile on your face. And if you do just those three things, then you're going to change your physiological state and you're going to take yourself from a sympathetic state into a parasympathetic state, because we've got to stop drizzling the adrenaline and the cortisol into our body. Because you need to understand something. People do not die from cancer. They die from conflict and anxiety. People do not have disease because of eating incorrectly. They have disease because they're not at ease with who they are, and you've been dishonoring yourself and not loving yourself unconsciously doing this. You have to understand something. The whole population is programmed. Listen, only 1 out of 10,000 people actually wake up on this planet, actually truly wake up to how amazing, how powerful. Understand, we were created by the universe, by God Almighty, and we need to start acting like it. And we need to take our power back, and you need to ask yourself why. When somebody says something to do something or eat something or to think something, you need to say from now on, why should I? Why should I? And you know what? You are never going to get to live your authentic self unless you do that. You need to not take your power back. You need to stop giving your power away. I want to ask you, what do you do with your spare time? And what do you spend time talking about? Do you spend time talking about going to war with Syria? Do you spend time talking about how bad the world is, or how bad your children are, or how dysfunctional your relationship is with your wife or your husband? Or do you talk about how it's hard to find good food, or how it's hard to make money, or it's hard to be abundant? Remember something. As far as I'm concerned, when we came down here, there was one rule that our Creator gave us, and He said, look, I'm really busy building the universe, so whatever you think about the most, whatever you talk about the most, I'm going to give you more of. And I'm going to tell you, there was a time in my life where I talked and I thought negative. And I'm telling you, it was negative. And today, I am the master of my mind and of my body, and I don't take anything personal, and I don't care what people think about me, and I don't need anybody's approval. And as soon as you understand that, and you fill up your heart with love just from you, then you can shine that onto your family, your friends, and the world. And you can make a change. The world is never going to change, but I guarantee you, once you fill up your heart with love and you start honoring and respecting yourself, your whole world will change and you will only see beauty. Remember something, we do not see things the way they are. We see things the way that we are. So until you're willing to change your personality, you will never change your reality.
Dr. Wolf, we're going to have to end, but I love talking with you. I want everyone to check out Doctor of Detox, and that's D-E-T-O-X, D-O-C-O-F, D-E-T-O-X. And he has a wonderful, amazing program. It's called Braveheart. And if there's anything else that you want to say in the last second or two before we end?
Yes, people can call us up and we'll give them our Braveheart library. It's for free. And the information they're going to get, I give them a manual that actually shows them how to create the perfect day. If they never call us again, I guarantee that we're going to give them enough information in this that they've never been given before. I'm going to show them how they can become the master of their minds. I'm going to give them a two-hour audio called Get Emotionally Fit. And if they feel like it's going in the right direction, we're also giving them a 50% off coupon that they can actually join my Braveheart course online. And the other thing I'd like to say is every second week, I do what's called Braveheart Nation. And people call from all over the world every second Tuesday, every 2 weeks. And I do 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, and we answer questions of people all over the world emotionally and physically. And I want to tell you something. This is the God's truth. You want to turn your life around? Then turn your life around. Because you know what? You deserve it, and you're amazing. And you haven't even tapped in to the power of you yet.
You're amazing, Dr. Wolf. Thank you so much for being here. Stay tuned tomorrow for another day of Happy Gut, Healthy Lives. Bye for now.